everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger, and I'll be doing psychic readings. The number to call in is international now, worldwide. It's 1-877-876-5227. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Good. Thanks for calling the show. What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary. Good. Where are you calling from?
Louisiana.
What part of the world are you calling from?
Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see what we got for you, Mary. You know, Mary, First, I'm getting pulled to the spiritual side of you. I really feel like, I feel as though I might have, I got an intense interest in metaphysics and the paranormal. And spiritually, I feel as though there's some changes going on with you also. Okay, I do believe that, it's almost like you're going to be getting information and some insights given to you, possibly through your dreams and your intuition. Between now and the end of May, do stay in touch with your spiritual side, your intuition, because I believe a lot of answers will be given to you within the next 30 days.
Okay.
Now, I do feel like I'm being pulled to, I'm hearing opportunities. You got a lot of opportunities that are going to be coming your way. I feel like I want to start something, or I'm trying to start something. And there's a creative side to it, almost like it'll be used to increase my finances or to better myself to better my situation, my work world, my creative process is improving with these opportunities. I'm being pulled, actually I'm being split. I'm going to relationship and work world with you. I feel as though you might even, are you in a relationship, Mary, or?
No, I'm not.
Okay, is there one brewing or one starting that
no.
you know of? Or,
no.
Or are you wondering about? Because I do feel that there could be some relationship activity with you also by the end of May.
No, not really.
Okay.
No interest.
Okay, well, stay alert. Somebody might tickle your fancy between now and the end of May.
Okay.
I'm hearing education, too. There's a connection. Yeah, you might even find yourself, are you a teacher or working in education? Or?
Well, that's what I applied for a job as a helping teachers, as a teacher's aide.
Okay. Because I'm going there. I feel like I'm working in a school.
Okay.
And I'm part of the educational process, so probably find that job coming through for you. You said you applied for it and you're waiting?
Yeah, I applied for it.
Okay, I feel that may come through for you, okay? Because I do feel like I will be working around children, young people, and a part of the educational process. So you got that to look forward to. I do feel it will come for you.
Good.
And there's going to be a lot of new opportunities with that also, friends and connections and different little things popping up here and there that would be considered an opportunity. So I feel like it's going to be it's going to come through and it'll be successful. It'll be what you're looking for and you'll be happy with it, I'm feeling.
Okay, great.
There's a chance that a couple of things are going to come through for you at one time and you might have to decide which way you want to go.
Okay.
I don't know if you applied for several different jobs, but I do feel you being given choices.
Well, that's
and I believe it's in the work world. So you might have to decide whether you want to go with the educational setting or another job that's being offered to you around the same time. I just feel like you have to decide, and you'll have options. Okay? I'm leaning towards the educational setting. I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel that even with the options, you'll go in that direction.
Okay.
Confidence, too. Dwell on confidence, because it's going to be very important for your future endeavors. Confidence. Rely on confidence, I'm hearing.
Okay.
Focus on confidence. Breathe it in, breathe it out, become confident. It's going to help you in your new endeavors. Anything new that comes into your life, confidence will be a big part of it. You know, I feel like you're in this new cycle, and it's basically starting now, and it's going to go right on up until the end of May, and with that will probably become a new job and new friends. I'm being pulled outside the house, so
wonderful.
It's definitely connected to employment. You know, I almost want to say that you might get involved in the business, too, on the side, or think about it, or even flirt with it. I don't know if you thought about this or wanted to get into something on the side, like your own business, but I feel like there may be even some activity with that also for you.
Okay,
and there's like an art connection, art crafts, something you can combine with ideas and talent that you do have.
Okay.
So this business might be part of arts and crafts, like I'm creating something or selling something connected to the arts. So keep that in mind if you ever thought about it.
Okay.
I feel like you got some art talent, so, and you may be
craft.
Able to do something with that to increase your finances also and connect it to business. So do stay, explore that side of yourself if you ever flirt with opening up a business, or you might even get an offer to be a partner in one, or encounter somebody that has the same idea as you do. So stay open to that. You know, up until now, I feel like there is something I've been working on, and I just feel like my hands are tied for some reason, too.
Yeah, there is something I've been trying to get going, and my hands are really, really tied with this situation.
Okay, is that connected to business?
It's connected to finances, yes.
To finances, yeah. I feel like I'm being bound. There's some things in the way, and it's being stalled, and I'm spinning my wheels in the sand. Hang on for a second. Let's see. You know, I want to go with the situation where I can't move forward in it.
Mm-hmm.
I almost want to say by the end of May it's going through for you.
Okay.
Now, I do feel that there's been a lot of different reasons why it's been stalled or delayed or held back, and I feel that you're going to work through these issues to the point where it can start moving forward and it will come through for you.
Okay.
Because I feel like at the end of May. Some delays are done away with, and it enables a lot of things to start moving forward. And I believe it's something that's you've been held back on, and something that you've been trying to do and couldn't get around a few things, and then you do work your way through it. And by the end of May, I feel that that you're moving forward, that you found the answers and then the right way of doing it, or something that was in the way isn't there no more, and it's moving forward for you. And,
well, there's really nothing I can do. It's a legal matter, and it's just tied up due to the hurricane. Everything is just tied up legally.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really nothing I can do. I'm just waiting for the government to move on the decisions.
Right. And they will. And they will. How far, I mean, is it close to going through for you? Because...
Well, I'm waiting to go for a hearing. It's for my disability, and we're still waiting for a hearing date. And the attorney notified me that the office was still closed in New Orleans.
Okay.
And that they haven't even opened it yet, and that hurricane, someone, hurricane season again.
Okay.
I
feel by the end of May there's movement on this, and it's moving forward for you.
Okay.
I really do. Even though there's another hurricane season coming, I believe by the end of May you'll be hearing something on this.
Okay, because everything is just... all the cases are backlogged. There's thousands and thousands of cases that are backlogged.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Well, keep the hope and the faith, and I do feel things that are being held back and delayed for you right now
mm-hmm.
will open up for you the end of May, like the very beginning of June.
Okay,
so you may hear something on this, and it's going to come through for you. I'm really do feeling this. I feel like they're telling me there is light at the end of the tunnel, and they're pulling me to the end of May. So I'm not saying you might not have cash in hand at the end of May, but you may hear that things are moving forward.
As long as they're moving forward, that's all.
You know, and they're working on it, and they're getting caught up. I do hear news on this coming to you by the end of May. It's not like it's going to be completely forgotten about. I do feel that by the end of May you'll hear something with this. And there is politics and government mixed in with this, so I'm pretty sure this is what I'm being pulled to, because I'm feeling government and politics working on something connected to this, and that would be what you're talking about. Let me give you some numbers. I got a 1, and I got an 8, and a 9 for you.
Okay.
And just keep the hope. Just keep the hope that what I'm interpreting is correct, and look forward to the end of May with this. I believe you'll do fine. And everything else looks good for you, too. I mean, I'm getting opportunities, and I'm getting options, so you should be doing well as you go into the end of May.
Okay.
Even with the other things that are going on, the part-time work and the home life, and stay open to some type of money on the side coming through. Your imagination, your crafts and arts, or teaming up with somebody that's in this.
Okay.
There could be some extra money for it for you.
All righty.
Okay, Mary?
All right. Thank you very much.
You have a good night, and thank you for calling.
You have a great night also. Thank you.
Tell your friends about us. Thank you.
I certainly will. Thank
you. Take care. Blessings.
Blessings to you also.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Hey, everybody. I'm here every Sunday night at midnight Eastern Standard Time, and every Wednesday and Thursday night Eastern Standard Time. So write it on your calendar. 3 nights a week. And the number is international. It's 1-877-876-5227. They also have a direct line if the number is busy and you want to call direct. It's 530-876-3222. And if you'd like to send some comments on BBS or my radio show, validations, comments are appreciated. Send them to contact@bloginservice.com. And if you'd like to know more about me, check the bio page here at BBS radio station or my website. Or you can email me at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Okay, and the number to call again is, this is a new number, it's international, anywhere in the world. 1-877-876-5227. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Wendy from Chesapeake.
Hi, Wendy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you.
How do you like it so far?
I really enjoy it.
Good. Are you a regular listener?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay. Wendy, what I'm getting with you is, you know, I feel like I'm getting ready to go through some major changes in my life. I really do. I feel like I'm in a cycle that could affect a lot of different areas, even right down to job or where I'm living, maybe even relocating or needing to move. I don't know if you were needing to move or thinking about it, but I do feel there may be a even a move for somebody close to you or yourself.
Okay.
Okay. And
I don't think I'm moving, but...
Okay.
I hope I'm not.
It could be somebody close to you, too. I don't know if you have a relative or a friend, maybe, or... And it may not even, it may not include relocating. The change might be so significant where I'm just reading it as that major of a change.
Right.
I'm also feeling a change in employment, a job too. I don't know if you're looking for something different, a change in jobs or
I'm disabled.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
No. Okay. Interesting. Has this been recently with you? Have you just went from the work world to disability? Or?
No, it's been about 7 years.
So it's been a while. Interesting. Are you starting anything new with business or work? You got a lot of financial changes here.
Not that I know of.
Almost like you may increase your finances, or...
Maybe my ex-husband's going to pay me my child support.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. I've seen this before. Money coming from that area and people forgetting about it. I wouldn't doubt it. You may see that come through.
Well, that'd be good.
I'm hearing a fresh start with you, a fresh start. I keep hearing a fresh start, chance to start over. I feel as though there's a discovery of talents, too, almost like I discover something about myself or some talents or skills that I may have. I don't know if this is a hobby or artwork or what it may be, but I do feel that you're going to be getting into different things I feel like I'm being pulled to different pastimes and different. I don't know why I'm being pulled there. This is how I'm feeling, but I want to go there, and I feel like it's occupying my time. It's a part of me.
Right.
So you may find yourself, I don't know if you have a side business or hobbies, but you may find that expanding somehow, if
okay.
you do. And if not, you may encounter something where your skill or talent or your ability is complemented and you enjoy what's going on.
Okay.
And if you see this happening, go with it, because I think it'll be good for you.
Okay.
I'm also, you know, I feel like to pay attention for the next 30 days. It's almost like I'm going to get some invites to go somewhere.
Right.
Maybe with some friends or relatives, and I feel very warm about this and very close, and it's very enjoyable. And if you do get any invites, connected to friends and family or socializing, by all means, jump on them.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to a family reunion, so.
I would jump on that. I really would jump on that. I think it's going to be above and beyond and very enjoyable.
Well, good.
You got some kind of offer coming. You're going to have to... I don't know if it's part-time work or it's a business deal or something you've been thinking about. But you do have some kind of an offer coming or an opportunity. I just feel you doing something than just sitting around. I feel that there... be alert for somebody to introduce you to something that's very compatible with you and you enjoy it. And you're going to want to get into it. There is something coming your way where it's going to be somewhat challenging, but also connected to something within you, and you're going to enjoy it. I would be alert to any other type of ideas or creative endeavors that come to you through friends, because I feel like there may be some friends connected to this, too.
Right.
Now, don't lose your temper. I feel like between now and the end of May, you're going to be tempted to lose your temper, and I feel like it would be a negative thing. I don't think it would help you, and I think it might even make the situation worse. So when you feel like you're being pushed, bite your tongue or count to 10 or try to keep a note on your temper. Between now and the end of May, I just think somebody might push you just the wrong way, and you'll be tempted to lose your temper. So if you see it developing, just kind of remember.
Yeah.
Count to 10. How recent is your separation or your divorce?
We've been separated since...
For a while?
97.
Okay, so it's been for a while then.
I mean, he's been going through a bunch of changes. So, I don't know, maybe you're picking up on that.
I could. Are you guys still close, or...
Well, we're friends now.
Yeah.
You know, we've been through the rough part.
Okay. And it's still not settled with the money issues.
Right.
I get the feeling that he's been having hard times financially also. I don't think he's doing it on purpose. I feel like he might have been having some hard times financially also. And
yeah, he was.
Okay, I'm picking up on him. He's really up against it. I feel like I'm moving around a lot too. Was he changing jobs or lost the job or income or?
Well, he was in prison and then got out, and then he worked for a while and then stopped working, and now he's back to work again.
Okay, because I was feeling bouncing around with him, and that's what threw him off his feet.
Right.
And he wasn't able to recover. He wasn't able to get a grip on it. And then now he's in a rut where he thinks this is better, that's better, this might work, that might work.
Right.
And it's causing some turmoil with him. He might even move again, too. I don't know if he's allowed to or what, but...
Yeah.
You might,
he's supposed to be going out of town for a couple months, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. That's the relocating that I was getting. It seems like when he changes, it still affects you in a way.
Hmm.
And, well, his finances definitely affect you.
Right.
But he's really up against it. Trying to see. You know, I feel as though he may pull through with the support money. I don't think you'll hear anything at least until the beginning of June anyway, but I do feel him eventually getting a grip and getting a root on things.
Right.
I do feel him being able to pull it off and be able to catch up, but right now he's up against it and it's affecting him, and I'm willing to bet by the end of May, beginning of June, he's able to come through with some finances on the support thing.
Good.
And with you and him, it's not the time to give up. I'm feeling that. No matter what it's been like or what you've been through, neither one of you should give up. You should just hang on and keep moving forward, at least until the end of May. I think by the end of May, you and him will be doing a lot better.
Okay.
And there'll be signs of finances increasing, and I believe he'll be getting a grip on things and coming through for you.
Okay, good.
So have faith and hope and keep your eyes and ears open. Other than that, everything looks pretty good here. It's just a steady increase of finances and him getting a grip on things by the end of May. Other than that, you look okay here.
Good. How about my health?
You know, I think health-wise you're going to be okay. It's kind of confusing for me, though. Was it an accident?
No.
It was an illness?
Yeah, it was my heart.
Oh, it was your heart.
Excuse me.
I think you're going to be okay. I really don't see no flare-ups. I'm not getting any warnings.
Good.
Usually, if I was worried about something, my own chest would start bothering me, and that's not even happening. I feel as though your medical care is on track. The doctor is good.
Yeah.
I feel like you're being taken care of. They know what they're dealing with, and I feel the treatment is working or doing okay with you. I'm not getting any major warnings or feelings here for you on your health. I believe between now and the end of May, anyway, everything will be fine.
Good.
I feel good with you, and you sound good to me, energy-wise, so...
Yeah, I feel good right now.
I'm feeling that with you. I almost want to say I'm feeling real good, so I'm not getting any warnings.
Right.
So you're on the right track, and you're in the good hands, and I don't see any problems, at least until the beginning of June, and I don't like to go past there, because there's only so much you can do in 10 minutes, you know?
Right.
But I feel for the next 30 days you're going to be doing fine and feeling great. I really do.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll leave you with that. I'll give you some numbers. I have a 4 and a 14 and a 10 for you.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a pet?
Yes, I have several.
Okay. Because they're good for you, pets. I'm hearing the pets are very healing for you.
Yeah, I have 2 dogs and a cat.
Okay. There's a connection with you and pets. They help your health.
Oh, good.
And I'm glad you have them because they're good for you. And if you didn't have them, I was going to tell you to get one because I feel like it. Just petting your pets and taking care of them help you feel better and make you healthier. So it's a good thing in your situation to have pets by you.
Okay.
And that's about it, really. I'm feeling help coming from business-like ends, negotiations. I feel as though, did you say you were waiting for disability to come through?
No, I already have it.
Okay, you're already on it. Okay. Anything that you encounter dealing with paperwork or business and negotiations between now and the end of May?
I'm waiting on a lawsuit, but that's been years.
It's been years?
Okay. Yeah, it's...
Okay.
It's for the Fen-Fen lawsuit, and they don't know what they're doing.
Okay. I think that's what I'm being shown. You may be contacted by attorneys by the beginning of June.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just for a refresher or a meeting or what, but I do feel some heavy negotiating and paperwork around the end of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
And for some reason, I'm feeling a lawyer. I don't know why. I'm just feeling that. So you may have something start acting around the end of May with this.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be a good thing, too, anyway. Right?
Yep, it would be good to hear something about it.
Okay. So have hope and keep the faith. And thanks for calling the show. Tell your friends about us.
Okay, thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, too, and take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Okay, everybody, if you're just tuning in to BBS, this is Michael Goger, and this is my show, Your Inner Thoughts. And I do psychic readings. Hi, caller. Caller?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Where are you calling from?
From Indiana.
Indiana, great. What was your name?
My name is Barb.
First name?
Is Barb.
Oh, Barb. Okay. Good. I'm glad you called, Barb. How you like the show?
I love the show.
Good. Tell your friends about us.
I have already done that.
Good. Okay. Well. You know, I'm dealing with a man here. I don't know if it's a relationship you're in or somebody you just met or somebody that's just leaving, but I feel as though there's some men issues here. I don't know if you want me to go there or not, but I'm going to bring some of it out because I'm being shown it.
That's fine.
Okay. I almost want to say either me or somebody close to me just met someone. Did you just meet someone, or is there something developing that's fairly new as far as relationships go?
I've been in a relationship. We're talking more about marriage now.
Oh, you're talking about getting married?
Right.
Okay. How long you been with him?
5 years.
How long?
5 years.
5 years?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Let me rule this out. Did anybody close to you just start a relationship? Or meet somebody new? A friend or child, relative?
Yes.
Okay. How close is that to you? Who is it?
My daughter.
Oh, your daughter? Okay. How new is it? Is it new, just recently?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Yeah, I almost want to say that there may be some issues there with them that you might get pulled into, so kind of let it ride out and let them do their thing and let them feel their own way with it. Because I'm getting a new relationship that might wind up getting a little muddied and thrown off, getting thrown off track, and people involved becoming confused and almost like they're not sure what they want. So.
Yeah, that's already happening, so you're right on track with that.
It's already happening?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel like you being exposed, because you're the mom, and you're probably hearing about it and seeing it, so I just wanted to bring that out.
Okay.
That it's going to be an issue that you're going to be dealing with. I think for everybody involved, the best thing that they can do is coast along, like until the end of May, beginning of June. And don't make any major plans right now. I wouldn't make any major plans with them until at least the beginning of June. And you'll save yourself a lot of confusion. So just remember me saying that. Maybe you can pass it along to them. Maybe they'll agree with you.
Yeah, it's been very chaotic, so I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, if they would sleep on everything and just leave everything the way it is and don't make no plans, and wait till the end of May, they'll be able to think a lot clearer.
Okay.
and there'll be information available that they need or feelings that they need at that time. Right now they can't get it. So that's some advice for them. Now, you know, I want to be careful with my finances too. I almost like somebody's not being completely truthful to me, or I need to really scrutinize what I'm being told, and kind of like staying on top of my money and my finances until the end of May. Don't give anybody a chance to take advantage of you financially.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a heads up there. You want to make sure you, you know, count your change, be careful what you're spending, where you spend it, how you spend it. Or even who knows about your business. Keep everything private and stay on top of it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Now, are you working?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I feel like there may be some issues there, too. So.
There's several issues there.
There's a lot of issues there?
Yeah.
I'm feeling that. I'm being told that. And I feel as though there may be some deception there or jealousies. And there may be somebody that doesn't have your best interests in their heart, or is just jealous of you, or your energies don't work, and it may be causing some issues,
yeah,
or it will.
A lot of jealousy there.
Yeah, just be alert to your coworkers, and you know, and be alert to what you get involved in and what you get exposed to. I mean, if you see jealous bickering or office politics, or don't get in the middle of other coworkers or friends, do yourself a favor and stay out of all the office drama. Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to do that.
Especially between now and the end of May. I just got a feeling that you're going to be pulled into something. So you can be alert and see it developing and be able to stay away from it.
Okay.
All right. And now I'm also feeling like I'm planning on going somewhere or traveling somewhere, maybe by between now and the end of May, or you got plans to go somewhere, or you will have, and I feel like there's going to be some issues with this. I don't know if they're going to be delayed or canceled, or they're going to have to be remade. But if you do decide to go somewhere between now and the end of May, you want to double check all your plans and make sure the right connections are made, because I just feel like there's some plans that are going to be frustrated by a lack of communication.
Okay.
In other words, like you told somebody something and they didn't do it, or they didn't hear it right. So you want to stay on top of that. Now, with you too, I'm getting some art talent with you too. A connection to art. I don't know if you write or you draw or there's music in your life or. But you might want to explore that part of yourself.
It would probably be music.
Hmm. Are you you know, I feel like I'm doing this with somebody too. For some reason.
I do have a partner.
Oh, you do have a partner?
Yeah, in music.
Oh, in music. Fantastic. You have a lot of talent. A lot of it's spirit-led. You do you sing or play? Or I feel you channeling. What's that?
I sing.
Oh, good. You channel when you're singing. I don't know if you know that or not. Your personality shifts. And something overshadows you, a spirit guide. You have a lot of spirit coming through your words, through your voice. It's very special. you can do, you're going to do a lot more with it. And I feel as though you have a special talent for it, and there is music and there is a partner. Use your imagination, I'm hearing, with your art. Really explore that part of yourself. I feel like you may be doing it already and you're not even realizing it, but when you're performing, it's almost like somebody else takes over, or you can feel something coming through you.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yes, and you... and it's a very special ability, and it can be developed and even focused on more. So be aware of that as you're performing or you're practicing. And I'm feeling like I just try to open up more. And between your imagination and your voice, try to connect the imagination and the voice, the connection.
Okay, thank you.
Because it can be, your imagination and your higher self can be channeled through your voice. It is already, but it can be developed to the point where you can control it or develop it even more. So be aware of that. And intuition also. You're very, very intuitive, and stay on top of that part of yourself. Especially between now and the end of May, you can rely heavily on your intuition, I'm hearing.
Okay.
Listen to your gut. It's going to be much more accurate than your mind, especially for the next 30 days. You can answer a lot of questions for yourself just by using intuition. About all I'm getting. I am getting a male being involved in this. Is your partner a male in music, or?
Yes, that's a male.
It's a male. Okay. He's very talented too. Very talented.
Yeah, more so than me.
Yes, he's very talented. He's going to be a professional if he's not already. He can follow it into professionalism or take it into professionalism. His work will have influence, too. It'll be noticeable in influence. Is it you or him that's in need of a doctor or a lawyer, or... Is that hitting home anywhere?
I don't.
I keep feeling
that. If it were a doctor, it would be me, I would think.
You would know it right away. If there is a need for a doctor or a lawyer, I would. In your case, I would lean towards a male. I feel a male professional being very helpful to you.
Okay.
If you're in search of, and you've got a choice, go with a male. Also, that's all I'm getting on you. That's all I'm getting on you. Are you ill? Are you in need of treatment, or?
Only because of stress factors.
Okay. Is some of them caused by your partner?
No, mostly work.
Everything is okay with your partner?
Yeah.
Okay, he's high energy.
Mostly work is causing the problem.
He's high energy, am I right? Or I feel like he's... You can feel his energy. I can feel him around you, your partner. You guys work well together?
Yes, very well.
Yeah, okay. They're pulling back. As far as stress goes, if you do look further for maybe somebody to talk to or somebody to talk to about it, or your health, or you do need a health care provider, I believe that there'll be a male and he'll be able to help you. I don't think it's as bad as you think it is. And it's almost like I can just talk to this guy a few times and he helps me.
Okay.
And he makes a big difference, and it was simpler than I expected.
Well, I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
Having trouble finding a place to live, so that's causing some stress.
Right. Because of finances, right?
Right.
Okay. Right now I want to just take care of myself and pretty much coast along until the end of May. I worry as little as possible. I don't see too much of a change on the job front, other than staying out of drama and staying on top of my money, because they did throw that in as soon as I opened up on you. I wanted to be careful with my finances, at least for 30 days.
Okay.
So the best thing you can do right now is just basically stay on top of your finances and ride this cycle out until the end of May, and I think things will start changing for you as far as stress goes and an increase in your income.
That's good to hear. Thank you.
I believe as you go into June, things will pick up for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take these numbers with you. I got a 14, 18, and 9.
14 and 9?
Yep.
Okay.
14, 18, and 9. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you. I hope I helped you.
Yeah. Thanks for all your help. You help a lot of us out there.
Good. Thank you. And you take care of yourself. Tell your friends about us.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, everybody, I think I got one more. Do one more reading here, and then it looks like it's time to say good night. If there's another caller, Don, I'll jump right into that. And if not, I'll just keep on talking. Hi, caller. Caller, how you doing?
Hi there.
Hi.
Let me just turn down my volume.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. What's your name?
It's Louise.
Louise?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vancouver.
Vancouver. Nice. Okay, Louise, let's see what we got for you. You, I'm getting a lot of activity metaphysically, spiritually around you. I feel as though with you also there's like an interest or a dabbling in or a studying, or you're involved in, or would like to be maybe holistic or the new age, but I do feel an intense energy around you. I want to pay attention to my dreams. I feel as though there's also some studying coming too. I feel like you might be either in school or thinking about it, or thinking about taking up some type of course where you could advance yourself or get into something that you're very interested in. So
actually, I am in school.
Okay, are you in school or thinking about school?
I'm in school, yeah.
Oh, you're in school, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're right where you belong, and this is what they're showing me.
Oh, good news.
Now, are you a student or a teacher or?
I'm a student.
You're a student. You're going to do very well. You're going to do very well. Some of your teachers are exceptional. There's at least one that's going to be have a big influence on me and a big help to me. And I want to stay alert for that because, and I feel like it may be a male, and he's gonna have the answers you need or missing pieces to the puzzle for you.
Oh, good.
So pay attention to your teachers because I feel like they're going to be significant, especially one anyway. Now, you know, I almost feel like I'm doing this with somebody too, a good friend or I have a partner or a friend that I'm sharing notes with or we're doing this with. I would pay attention to my female associates, my friends that I'm in this with or in school with or studying with, because there may be a connection there for you.
Oh, okay. I only have one female student. I think she's done, actually, so.
What did you say?
There's only one other female student, and I actually think she's done her courses, so.
Oh, she's all done already?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. She didn't leave yet, kind of. I don't know what significance she's going to play, but I'm getting other students with me, and there is some type of connection with somebody that I'm studying with. I don't know quite sure what this is, but let me see what else I got here. It may come out in a few seconds.
Okay.
Guidance. I'm getting guidance from this student, this person.
I'm sorry, what was that from student?
I believe it's coming from somebody I'm studying with, some special guidance or a heads up or advice.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I only heard part of it, so I got it now.
Yeah, somebody I'm studying with helps me somehow, either with some advice or guidance. So kind of like be alert to that.
Okay.
Hang on for a second. You got a lot of stuff around you when it comes to school and studying. You're going to do well with your studies. Whatever it is you're studying is going to be very helpful to you.
I hope so. I'm putting my all into it. So.
Yes, it's going to be very helpful for you and helpful to you, and it's going to reward you in many different ways, I'm hearing. I'm dealing with something here. I can't get all of it because all the facts aren't there yet. There's something going on in your life that needs to play out. I can't get everything I need to get on it. So if there's some type of a mystery or something in the works in your life and you just can't figure it out or you're not sure where it's going to go,
mm-hmm.
You will by the end of May. You just need to wait for the cycles and the energies to change.
Oh, okay.
So if you're struggling with something,
what the answer is at the end of May.
Yeah, is there something going on that you're really trying to work through, or some type of drama, or?
Yeah, it's a little confusing. It's just a. A partnership that was supposed to come out of the schooling, but I'm not sure if that's going to be the case. And if it isn't, then I need to do something. You know, I have to start scrambling to find different kinds of a different kind of work or work with someone else. So.
Now I know why I was pulled to your schooling.
Yeah.
Now the partnership was with somebody you were in school with.
Someone told me to go to school for this particular
thing. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, that's why I was confused. I want to wait until the end of May before I let this bother me.
Okay.
I really do. He may have a turnaround. Or you're going to find another way to go with your abilities and your schooling and your talent. But I don't think you can make the decision or the choice now.
Okay. Well,
when is the schooling ending?
I would like some clarity, that was all.
When is the schooling ending?
Probably around the end of May.
And that's exactly what I'm being shown, the end of May.
Yeah.
They want you to know that your answers and your journey will be much clearer at the end of May. No matter what, you can't make a decision now or straighten anything out. You need to keep everything the way it is and just keep doing what you're doing. And then by the end of May, all the pieces will fall together for you.
Okay.
Don't let nothing throw you right now. It's just a matter of waiting for cycles to catch up to you.
Oh, okay.
And energies and people and events coming into your realm. So don't get discouraged and give it until the end of May, and I'm pretty sure you're going to know exactly what to do and when to do it.
Okay.
And it's going to come from advice from people in the school, I believe, either a teacher or somebody you're in school with.
Okay.
So be alert to the people around you inside the school.
Okay.
I would go as far as even talking to a teacher or an instructor looking for advice.
Yeah, well, we work one-on-one, so that would be quite easy to do.
Yes, I would definitely get their opinion and their viewpoint on it.
Okay.
And I keep hearing all the facts aren't there yet. You can't make a decision, really. There's some things, no matter how hard you figure on it, it won't work out right now for you.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to wait until the end of May. A little bit of heads up. If you see a disturbance of some kind between friends or relatives or lovers starting... I'm sorry. Hang on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My mouth was dry and I started squeaking. Between now and the end of May, if you see any type of drama starting, some jealousy or some bickering, stay away from it. Don't get involved. And if you do get in the middle of it, play the peacemaker, because I'm getting a disturbance of some kind that could escalate if nobody stays on top of it or stays positive.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. Two friends bickering, family members bickering, maybe a co-worker, student type thing going on. Just be alert to some bickering going on around you and don't allow yourself to be pulled into the middle of it, because I feel like it's possible. And if you get in the middle of it, it's only going to get worse.
Okay.
So keep that in mind as you go through the next 30 days.
Okay.
Did a friend just leave? Was there a friend? I'm getting a friend or something. A friend might have left or a relationship might have ended. Did you just go through something like that?
Not me personally so much. A very brief acquaintance has sort of distanced himself from everybody, but nothing too close to me.
Could be that. I'm just getting someone that was there and now and they left for some reason. And it was kind of sudden.
Yeah.
And somebody just suddenly either left or disappeared or distanced themselves. And I'm not sure why they're giving me that. So just validating that it might have happened around you.
Yeah. Well, he's actually related to the industry I'm training in, so that could be why it's significant.
What was that?
He's related to the industry that I'm training in, so it could be significant that way.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm just getting him, he just left.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why they're showing that to me.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not sure. I do got some numbers I can give you. I got a 2 and a 5 and a 7. And I am hoping I helped you a little bit. I don't know if I touched on what you were thinking or needed to hear, but
about a situation I can't change, right? So,
what's that?
It helps me, you know, stop worrying about a situation I can't change. So,
okay, as long as that's what was on your mind, and and I picked up on some of it anyway, you know.
Absolutely. You gave me a 5 and a 7. Did you also say 2?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, and you can change things, but right now it would be difficult, and I think it would be much easier at the end of May.
Okay.
I think the people and the advice will be there, and your head will be clearer.
Okay.
You'll be given understanding, so you can change things. It's just a matter of waiting for the cycle to catch up to you.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, super.
So, and good luck with everything. God bless, and tell your friends about us.
I will do, and God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too now.
Okay, folks, I'll say good night to you. I had fun, and I hope everybody else enjoyed the show. I want to thank everybody here at BBS, all the other hosts. If you're listening and you're looking for a guest, give me a ring, especially if it's a noon Eastern Standard Time. I could appear on your show as a guest and do some readings, and I will be here again Wednesday, this coming Wednesday the 3rd and the 4th, Thursday the 4th, Eastern midnight Eastern Standard Time. I'll look for you then. Take care and God bless. Take care.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.